Amazon's new heralded series, The Underground Railroad, is deeply disturbing. But director Barry Jenkins' view of slavery in The Underground Railroad, based on Colson Whitehead's book, is both horrifying and startlingly beautiful and redemptive. The enslaved black characters seem to radiate light even as they're brutalized. There's a real underground train, just like Jenkins pictured as a kid when he first heard there was an underground network of people helping runaways escape. Jenkins' work lays bare the trauma of what they went through. It follows Cora, who decides to flee a plantation. As she explains, her mother left her as a child during her escape.
I ain't no kind of look. The only kind I had was rotten. The kind that caused a woman to run away in the middle of the night and leave her only child.
We will see a forest of lynching victims, a runaway burned alive. It's a gut punch. How must it have been for the actors? Director Jenkins said at one point he had to leave the set. Well, he brought a mental health professional on board to help him and the cast and crew. Kim White is a practicing therapist in Georgia and was the on-call, on-set counselor for the Underground Railroad. Welcome.
Hello.
Well, you are black. You are a counselor. You're not unfamiliar with racial trauma. But this, you know, how did you prepare for this? Was there someone you could consult with?
I could not find anyone, a trauma therapist who had worked on any kind of films. I couldn't find a precedent. So Actually, that speaks highly for Barry and for Amazon Studios.
Who decided that they wanted you there. Well, what did Jenkins, Barry Jenkins, the director, say he wanted you to do?
Barry is, he's so to the point and he's so concise. His instructions were pretty simple. Kim, take care of my people.
And what did that mean for you? I mean, had you read Whitehead's book?
I had seen the script. My big focus was to be there for them in the moment, however they needed me to be. They might be triggered or confronted with a challenging situation.
We want to warn listeners. We're going to talk about exactly what made you necessary in these scenes. In the first episode, a slave owner hangs a captured runaway from chains, has him whipped to a pulp. And this is in front of his white dinner party guests. It was a form of entertainment. And then the slave owner sets this captured runaway on fire with the other enslaved plantation workers brought together as he quotes the Bible to them. Let's listen.
Let all who are under a yoke as slaves regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so the name of God and the teachings may not be reviled. Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers. Rather, they must serve all the better.
This is just, I mean, I know, Kim White, that this actor was in a harness. He wasn't really hanging. He wasn't set aflame. But what was that day like on the set?
Well, when we started out the day, Barry gave the crew, the cast, he gave them some instructions, letting them know that I was there for them. I spoke to everyone as well. And everyone knew that if they needed to stop, if they needed to step away, if they needed anything, we would have to stop. Their mental health had to come first, and that was the motto. Even on the set, between takes, Barry allowed me to go around to check on people to make sure that everybody was okay, because he knew that that was challenging.
It's not just that horrific image. I mean, there were others, the casual violence, children struck with a cane as if it was swinging a baseball bat, horrific. And then the terror, it really shows what terror is, that nothing may be happening, but it might any second. What were some other moments, if you could describe, that were just too hard?
There was a scene in North Carolina that was really difficult. There was a town where no blacks were allowed, and they were hung. Some of the cast and crew had, they had difficulty with that, and we talked about it.
What were some of the feelings they had to work through with you?
A lot of people had to process it. There was some anger. some feelings of sadness. A lot of people were given history lessons. Some people did not know the history of slavery.
Tuso Mbedu, who plays Cora exquisitely, has said you helped her with meditation so that she could sleep at night after the horrors of the day. Another actor told the LA Times he wished he'd used your services because he, in one scene, had a rage so intense, you know, coming through his character, that he thinks he might have blacked out. And we also understand that some of the white actors who have to play these, I mean, there's such a whiff of evil about them, that they also needed help.
Absolutely. I mean, they are human. There was a person who was telling me how he just didn't like what he had to do and this person that he had to portray. And I was saying, well, you know what? There were people there who were acting as well, who didn't like what they had to do. They would actually be in danger if they didn't do these things. And we talk. Everyone was affected by everyone else. And by the material, those who weren't affected by it were concerned about others who might be. So they were saying to me, Kim, could you go check on such and such?
Were there black actors trying to process anger at the white actors because of their characters?
I came across that, and we would do grounding exercises, and we would talk about who this person is versus who the character is. And sometimes they would, you know, they were really angry at the past and angry at the institution of slavery, not really the people who were standing in front of them. So that was what they would need to process.
Well, and interestingly, if they were playing the part of enslaved people, they could not put that in their character. They had to swallow it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Barry at one point he did tell people that it would come through. At this point in time, we do show anger, but they couldn't back then. What I was hearing, there's a story of courage in this. There's a story of spirit, just in the way that that the cast and the crew were treated. There's some dignity, even in the most, as we tell the most inhumane stories.
What would you say, Kim White, again, as a mental health counselor, to African-Americans in particular who might be thinking, I really want to watch this, but the past year has been so traumatic, I don't know if I can watch this?
I would say take your time. I would say, yes, watch it. I would say it's worthy, but watch it at your pace. That goes to everybody. And if you need to pause it or you need to stop, just take it in, think about it, and stop. But then you can watch the rest at another time.
Kim White, on-set mental health counselor for the new Amazon series, The Underground Railroad. Kim, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.